Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am the chairwoman of the Nobel Women's Initiative, which is made up of 6 women recipients of the Peace Prize. I am proud to say that we are founding members of the campaign to stop killer robots. But I also, in essence, represent some of our brother laureates as well, who have signed a statement in support of the goals of the campaign to stop killer robots. So I will feel a duty when this ends this week to report back to all of the 11 laureate individuals who have signed the statement, as well as some of the organizations that are Nobel laureates. And I will have a bit of confusion in so doing. I would like to say that in reporting, I will start out with the 5 fallacies outlined by Human Rights Watch. I think they should be a serious starting point for continuing discussion on how to deal with fully autonomous weapons. When we entered into discussion in late 2012 about whether or not to create a campaign to stop killer robots, we really did not imagine that within a year or so of our launching the campaign in April of 2013, that there would be a series of discussions in the CCW on this issue. And we are very proud of the fact and believe that we were fundamental in having that happen. However, sometimes after 3 years, I feel like we're still at the same point we were 3 years ago. Some could say that, yes, there have been incremental movements forward, but we have just heard many speakers talk about the rapid change in technology and can we afford incremental movement forward as technology spirals to God knows where. Particularly the question about what is an autonomous system, in my vernacular, blows my mind. I cannot believe that in civilian settings outside of this room, they have a confusion about deciding what an autonomous system is. When Google works on its autonomous car, is it confused about autonomy? No, it is not. I believe that it is a willful intention of some in this room to obfuscate and confuse others who do not have the technological knowledge of these weapon systems. And I do not believe, nor do the Nobel women believe, nor do the Nobel men who have signed the statement believe that just because we can is sufficient reason to build weapon systems that we believe to be neither ethical nor moral. We fully believe that after 3 years of informal discussion, in which, frankly, I'm not sure I've heard too much different from states themselves, it's time to either get serious or I'm not sure what. One of the ambassadors yesterday, when she spoke, said that this was an opportunity for the CCW to prove itself as a credible body for dealing with emerging weapons systems. To be credible, it has to do more than come together every year for a week-long series of expert discussions and panels where the states say nothing about their own positions or what they are doing, and then agree to come back a year later and do the same. With all of my colleagues who have already spoken, the Nobel Women's Initiative believes fully and firmly that if this does not turn into a GGE that lasts more than a week and that does not have a serious mandate to address the questions that people keep asking here in order to move forward on a protocol to deal with these weapons, the credibility of the CCW will be shattered completely, at least for those of us who have worked with this body over decades trying to encourage states to ban weapons that need to be banned. I think of a couple other statements before I end. One ambassador yesterday said, well, if these weapons don't exist, why can't we ban them? If they aren't around, why is it hard to ban them? We aren't banning them because some states want them. And we have to be honest about that as well. And does the international community wish to do nothing and let that happen? Or is it time to really accept the moral and ethical issues involved in deciding to allow machines to kill humans on their own? I hope, along with my colleagues, that the states here today decide to take real and meaningful action on this issue, that you decide finally to have a GGE with a mandate that moves this issue forward, that we stop weaving webs of obfuscation and confusion, that we finally take action before it is too late.